Hello and welcome to episode 125 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Maddie B, joined as always by Bron Allen Harv. On this episode, we're going to recap the FedEx St. Jude Invitational won by
JT.
Justin Thomas. It was a dramatic pause.
King of the cliffhanger.
Yeah. Then we're getting into the Barracuda, won by a Richie Wierenski. Yep. Guy's hot. Surprisingly hot. We also just drew for our Saskatchewan Day contest winner, so that's posted on social media. Big thanks to Player Golf, and let's just call them a sponsor, Sask Watches, for their generous donations and the hoodies. So stay tuned for our hoodies. But as always, we're brought to you by Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen for discount on your order. We're also a member of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network. I apologize, we did not say that last week. So Check out Saskatchewan Podcast Network. All right, well, let's get into our weeks before we get into the tournaments. Another week's gone by. Long weekend here, Saskatchewan Day. We just celebrated it. It was today. We're sitting here enjoying a beer in the studio.
Yeah.
Who's going first?
I can go first. I had the whole week off, so
it was one long weekend.
Yeah.
Just golfed every day, I imagine.
How many rounds did you get in over your last, 10 days since you worked last?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know. Can't count that high. Played Riverside.
The answer's 10.
Played Riverside. Great. Played the Willows. Sorry, not that great.
Heard the greens are...
They know.
They punched.
They know,
They punched too and
punched, whatever. Sandy.
I played
tough,
which was
tough
great.
Tough goal.
Yep. Played Crake on my way home, which I had mentioned before that it was my hidden gem for nine-holers.
Yeah.
Now I can actually say it is.
I love it. Confirmed. You said it without playing it. Now you can confirm it.
Great course for like a little tournament. Just go there and play it twice and
If we were to do a nine-hole bracket of nine holes, that's in it. What would you give it as a seed?
Like out of 16?
Yeah. Let's say we pick 16.
I'd have to play more nine-hole courses, but...
Yeah, fair enough. Let's just call
it'd
it
be in the
gem,
top 16.
Just a hidden gem.
Yeah.
All right.
And then, a couple rounds at our local course. Came within...
Guy's hot.
Maybe 3 inches of a hole-in-one. Right behind the hole.
Wasn't quite
lipped
one,
out.
Though, right?
It lipped out. I know it.
So you didn't see it lip out?
You couldn't see it lip out, but it lipped out.
Yeah, all we know, it went over the green and someone driving by on one kicked it back 3 inches.
Yeah.
So you are not in the club that I am in. Just
and then
you're in the close club.
Last 3 days, solo parenting. Just
how's that for you?
The grind. But luckily dumped them on my parents for 4 hours yesterday to go golfing.
Yeah, prior to us going live here, obviously, Harv mentioned that solo parenting for like 3 days, it's like that first day is somewhat easy and gives you a false sense of security that the next two are going to be good.
Why does the first day always go so smooth? Like, I also solo parented this week. I took my kids up to the cabin. The drive up, they didn't make
Angels.
A peep. They
Angels.
Watched a movie. They played with the toys that had put in the back seat. They had a nap. Today on the way home, I almost drove that thing into the oncoming traffic.
They ate the food that you're throwing in the back seat.
Thankfully, you didn't, Harv. But
thankfully. But yes, it's like they're feeling you out. They're like, "What can I get away with Dad? Mom's not here, so I'm just trying to get a feel for it." And then just all hell breaks loose. They're like, "This guy has no idea what he's doing." Yeah. Granted, my kids are much older than yours now, so I can't even remember what that was like, but I think I recall it being difficult.
Yeah. I can't wait till they're like 12 and whatever. They just go to the course all day in the summer.
Yeah, drop them off.
Yeah, drop them off.
Yeah.
It seems so weird that that doesn't happen at the course we play on.
Yeah.
You never see kids there.
No.
Yeah,
like, you never see anyone from like 10 to even 17 at that
except
course.
For on like junior golf night, but that's
but even that that's like you go with the parent or you go with the
they should be out there should be tons of them out there.
Yeah,
junior golf needs to be a bigger thing.
Well, I think too, a lot of our listeners are also like we talked about it 2 weeks ago where we were talking about this golf pass and how our annual membership is only like $1,200 this year because of COVID. It's like I wish I could have that, but then we talk about all this other weird stuff that happens at our course with next to no juniors. There's the same dudes that play all morning, take all the morning tee times up. There's no draws for tee times, all that stuff. We live in a little bit of a bubble here in Moose Jaw.
Yeah, it's a weird little.
Yeah. Anything else? You got a lot of rounds in though.
Yeah, I mean, that's it for me. I don't know. Harv.
Okay.
kind of solo parenting for you then, too.
Solo parenting. Went to the cabin. Did some fishing, beach, boating. Didn't golf. Well, I guess I played 9 holes Thursday before we went up with my daughter. And, yeah, that's about it. It was pretty low-key for this week.
Yeah,
fair. How are the bugs up there?
Terrible. The worst. Actually, good during the day, but as soon as the sun started, like, going down.
Yeah.
It's like, they out.
Yeah.
Attack mode.
Exactly. That's fair.
Kill mode.
Okay.
Drinks, let's go.
How many? All right. Booze count. Another month in the books. July finished on a high.
Like a record high?
I just noticed that I didn't add. Oh, no. Yes, I did. So July 31st was my anniversary. Only had one on that day. So I didn't necessarily end it in a bang. But as of July 31st, I was at 367. And then piled on a quick 3 and 4 over the weekend. Not too crazy. Couple 3 tonight. Let's call it 3. 10. So I'll be at, as of August 3rd of this taping, I'll be at 377.
But how many for July?
85.
Oh. That's not that bad. Not even 3.
It's tough. Almost it's
three
hot. It's hot here now.
I mean,
oh yeah.
It's hot here now. It's tough to not drive 2 to 3 drinks every single day into you.
I mean, water's a drink.
Well, yeah, drinking water too, right?
Oh yeah, mixing. Yeah. Like one of each.
Okay.
You go to the fridge, it's like, beer or this water that I've had 5 of already today.
Yeah, well, and also I will say that if I were going with a like pop soda count, it's next to none in 2020.
Yeah.
Cuz I'm drinking beers all the time. But if I'm hot, the last thing I'm going to do is reach into the fridge and just grabbing an ice cold Coke. There's too much sugar in that.
Do you see
what I did there?
Yeah.
I said Coke, even though my fridge is filled with Pepsi. I was trying to appease you guys.
No, you're trying to throw Coke under the bus by saying there's too much sugar in it.
Yeah, well, maybe.
You're talking right at Harv. Cause
but yeah, no one goes for, get out of here if you go for pop instead of beers.
I don't go
and
for
you're,
pop.
And you're just lying to yourself too. Oh, I don't drink alcohol. I don't do that. Well, sugary beverages aren't that much better for you.
Beer is 100% better for you than
I agree.
Pop. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
And you're on the piss again now, Harv.
We didn't even get to Harv being on the piss again.
Five beers this past weekend.
Wow.
5 beers. So your July count was 5.
And not even in the same night?
No, because tournament was there. So July was probably like, I don't know, close to 30.
25 in 3
4
days.
Nights. Yeah.
All right, let's get into JT.
Yeah, let's.
Are we talking about JT first or Bones?
Or Richie.
Or Richie, the real term in the CUDA.
We could get stable for the Barracuda.
We're not talking that first.
Okay.
I didn't get to watch. I played on Sunday. You always choose playing over watching.
Absolutely.
There's 3 other days of that tournament.
Yeah, I was playing all those days too.
You were playing all those days too. I actually did watch lots on Saturday. Well, I always watch Thursday, Friday because I'm at work.
Yeah, it makes total sense.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Sorry, boss. And then Saturday, Sunday, I actually got a lot of this in. But it was limited
field. JT played
good
on Sunday. JT played really good.
Yeah, limited field events are always super weird just because you can't rule guys out early on. So you can't really do too much scoreboard watching. You can play yourself out of contention in the first 2 days. But at the same time, some guys had unbelievable weekends.
You hang around, you know, 3, 4, or 5 strokes back, you're in the thing on the weekend.
Yeah, Tom Lewis made, 17 birdies on the weekend or something like that? It was crazy.
Yeah, he was right up there.
JT, 13th win, 3rd youngest to do so. Someone pointed out that a bunch of his wins are on
limited field events.
Yeah.
Someone from another podcast.
But those are also, you know,
those are against better players.
Those are all the best players are in those events.
And one of the 3 that it wasn't a limited field was a major. So, yeah.
So I mean, I get that point that it's against better fields, but there's less people. And guys can win.
You can eliminate half the players anyways.
Yeah, but there's just more, I don't know, volatility, let's call it.
Yeah, there's more chances.
There's more chance.
Yeah.
How many of those, I would like to know how many of those wins would he have missed the cut had there been one?
Oh, not any.
Zero? Probably zero.
Yeah,
zero,
so yeah.
What happens if it's two less?
Completely irrelevant point.
What happens if it's two less? What happens if it was two? I mean, this is completely pulling this out of my ass. I'm just trying to be the devil's advocate here.
He also
stealing my role, man.
He also won the tournament being minus strokes gained putting.
Which is
he lost strokes to the field putting and won.
That's
never.
You don't hear about that too often.
No.
He was hitting a lot of good, like his distance control was unbelievable. Like everything was pin high.
Mm-hmm. Bones.
Yeah, I was just going to say, was it all bones? guys,
club choice,
his moonlighting job as a caddy now is pretty
How much
lucrative.
Has he made?
I think it's
like
five,
in the last 2 weeks?
I think it's 5K.
I think
back to that, eh?
I think it was 450K.
No, it was 260 something.
What?
He got second last week.
Oh, right. It was second, yeah.
So that would have been like 60K. And then this week
with
was, 50. Was like 180K. So yeah. 250-ish.
Like that's pretty solid. Two something.
And playing with Phil in the final group.
Oh, if he didn't crotch chop, like give him a suck it after JT won that tournament, like what are you even doing? Your bones.
Yeah. But also, Phil might be back.
All I wrote.
Oh, here we go. What did you write?
All I wrote down was you had posted that he's the highest finished by someone over 50
in a WGC event. Yeah.
Yeah. And all I wrote was who cares? That's just going to change next year. Oh, it's the highest finish for a 51-year-old. It's the highest finish for a 52-year-old. That's all they're
so
going to do. It's the highest finish for a lefty.
He's an idiot.
Like, it's just who cares? These are stupid stats that people make up for no reason at all.
He's 50 playing with the best players in the world, and he finished T2.
I'm kind of...
It's impressive, isn't it?
It's very impressive.
I don't know.
What I'm not impressed by is how big his feet are.
They're tiny?
No, they're huge.
Oh.
And it just it weirds me out. His new style now with wearing jogger stuff, joggers, and those reflective aviators are just I just never noticed how big his feet were since he started wearing these.
He's the second worst looking person on tour now.
Two?
Dustin Johnson.
Oh yeah, the mid term machine. I forgot how ugly Dustin Johnson was without that beard.
Yeah,
like he's got to grow. The good news for him is it's already back.
I don't think he's allowed to walk with that swagger without the beard.
No,
he's not.
Like he's got to just straight leg it and just because he looks like
I don't know how I don't know how Paulina even allows him to do that.
Well, that, like I said, he probably grows it in a day.
Yeah.
So. I almost think that it was a mishap. Like he was shaving and absolutely took a strip out and it was like, no, I guess I got to
classic keep going.
But now
that sounds exactly like something Dustin Johnson would do. I mean, he got hurt falling down the stairs, didn't he? So
I think moving forward, if he were to do that again, I would just leave the strip. Just like, whoops.
Yeah, just match the strip on the other side. A
couple racing stripes.
But yeah, to get that much uglier by shaving doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, you did.
It's weird,
but it's back now.
What's next, Brooks or?
Well, I still got some
the
JT
three tank
things.
Jobs.
Oh, yeah, JT, remember you won.
He's got Player of the Year locked up, I think.
Wow.
Can we talk about how early, it was a conversation between Brendan Todd being Player of the Year and pretty much two
Brendan
other guys?
Brendan Todd would have had it if he won this.
Yeah,
week.
If he wins, but now JT absolutely has it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Unless Bryson wins two majors.
If Bryson wins a major in another tournament or something like that, he's got it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening.
I hope not.
Still got Brooks.
One thing I wrote down about Brendan Todd is that guy doesn't look like a professional at anything, let alone an athlete.
Yeah.
Like that guy doesn't even look like a professional accountant.
Just
like,
a
he doesn't
is
have
a jab at me.
Are you an accountant? I don't
I hope
know.
So.
Are you an accountant? I'm a professional accountant.
Oh. But yeah, he just
professional accountant that can't even keep his own golf score. Like you are the absolute
yeah,
worst.
That's why I asked.
As a professional accountant, I would say he's right in our realm. He looks exactly like me.
Yeah, fair enough.
He that's actually a pretty good jab at me. I'm a little off put.
But how about him and Ricky and and just absolutely tanked all three of them.
Like, it wasn't like they tanked to.
I'm not sure Ben Ann's putting the right, like, the right hand. He might be a left-handed putter. He's that bad.
The classic switcher.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's not good right-handed. There were some that weren't. He missed the one by like a foot. Like, it just was one of those things where he thought it broke left and it broke right. Like,
I played with one of my dad's buddies last week, and he plays left-handed, putts right-handed.
That might be Ben Ann's.
It's so weird. It's just so weird.
Well, he can't, like you say, he can't get much worse. Like, I think he's one of, if not the worst putter on tour.
Yeah.
And Ricky chipped in like four times and then.
Yeah.
Stop chipping in on Sunday, I guess.
Ricky gonna Ricky. Like, that's what he does. Yeah. He's a gimmick. They didn't. He ain't a close.
They didn't just like fall like two or three shots back. They were like teens.
Mm.
Like mid teens.
It was Tony Finau might have a Ricky Fowler type career.
Or is Ricky Fowler gonna have a Tony Finau like career?
Well,
I guess he's won a couple.
Tony's
times.
Younger. Isn't he?
I don't think so.
Gotta be a little bit younger.
Either of you want to fact check that or no?
Ring
that
the bell.
On me? Is that on me?
I'll take a look.
Okay, you take a look.
Barb's going to talk about Brooks, his buddy.
No, I have still. JT got to number one in the world with this one.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. John Rahm, 2 week chump.
I think our job is to report the news.
Everyone, yeah. I'm not going to go on assumptions here.
Other than Finau and Fowler that we're going to get to the bottom of.
There's no way Fowler's older than Finau.
Well, Ricky's 31.
All right, we're going to get there. Okay, go ahead.
Bryson. Let's go to Bryson.
Finau's 30.
Yeah, they're the same year.
Wow.
I thought Finau was like 26.
I thought he was like 34. He's on the big break.
Yeah.
What was he, like 12 there? Anyways, Bryson, Fire Ants, and who they end.
What a jab.
And all of their victims.
So
I think the Brooks Fire Ant thing was more of a story than the Bryson one.
Absolutely.
But yes,
not even the wildest.
I know some people like Bryson.
The week.
No,
go ahead.
Brooks making that comment. It's like 1 out of 10, he hits.
Yes,
somehow.
Well, because before that round, before the whole Fire Ants jab at Bryson was the before the tournament started or whatever, and he was just like, "Are do you have any nerves? Am I the defending champ?" Yeah. Okay.
About the PGA Championship. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, or no, about this tournament.
One out
of 10. Defended here. Yeah.
This one too.
Yeah. 1 out of 10. He's a. Yeah.
Bryson thing, I know some people like that, and every time they make comments like this whole Fire Ants thing, like no one on earth would do something like that. It's just like, is this guy serious? Like, I think you're serious, but also
what was that
no one on earth
official
would
think thinking?
This.
And having to be like, do you think he ever thought in his life he would be like? No, I don't think you're going to disrupt that anthill with your swing.
They're probably not going to, you know, bite you.
Yeah, they're not crawling up your club.
They don't hold a grudge. Like, they don't they don't know. They're not going to follow you around and bite your legs later because you muffed up their
He's worried hill. About the future rounds for sure, yeah.
Yeah. Those are the stats
the last
tracks.
Round. Wasn't the final.
If Bryson and Brooks aren't paired together this week, like, they got
to
get
How
their head
How many times
shape.
Do they have to... Throw jab.
This has
Does
to be
Brooks
the week.
Have to jab them before they get to put them together.
Yeah, and I mean, think about it. They got probably what,
but
120 more years to play together.
Yeah,
because Bryson's living until he's 140.
Yeah.
So
that's the craziest Bryson story
like,
of the week.
That was something else. Like he's just. I think it's like that
big science guy.
What was that, Ricky Bobby? When he's like, well. They put a pig heart in a human being. He died, but at least they tried.
It wasn't Ricky Bobby. Wasn't it Cal?
Cal Maybe. Norton. Cal Norton, yeah.
But, 140 is going to live too, I guess.
Yeah.
There's no way, like, even if, like, people are getting as big as he is, like, he might be lucky to live to, like, 70. Unless he, like, slims back down.
Yeah. It's like
yeah.
those two
tall,
guys.
Tall people don't live long either.
And, like, tall, like. Think of like linebackers and stuff because he's essentially a linebacker now.
Yeah.
He isn't a golfer.
Well, and then Brooks and Bryson are just two completely different personalities making headlines. One making headlines for being an absolute dickhead and the other one's making headlines for being an absolute crazy person.
Yeah.
Although, did you see the slow-mo on that swing where he really amped it up and the paint was like coming off the ball?
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
I was just thinking the pairing thing. I think they usually put the former champs together at the PGA.
Well, the PGA, they put the
the three previous major winners. Yeah, but they might put previous PGA champs too, which Bryson isn't. So
no, they won't be playing together.
Probably not. No. Anything else?
For Brooks, I just throw, what are you doing on 18?
Yeah.
Like,
how do you hit that in the water?
Yeah. One, why do you take three wood? You took three wood to be safe, and then you just...
miss it on that side. How do you miss it on that side?
Yeah. Just miss it the other way.
Yeah.
Easy game, man.
Yeah, like JT, and hit it into the hospitality tent that didn't exist anymore.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. That's all you got to do.
But also, he might be peaking at the right time right now.
Yep. We'll see. Well, we covered... DJ, I put Spieth down just for you. He hit the biggest rat hook ever on Sunday.
You like, wish. Take offense to that. I take offense.
Well, you take offense to that.
Well, no, it's not bigger than my hooks ever.
Well, this was pretty impressive.
Oh,
it was
I want to have the biggest rat.
Yeah. Okay, you probably do actually. That one where you basically stand completely backwards that one time, hooked it back around through the fairway. The
You are really
but
good
Spieth
at rat
did
hooks.
The exact same thing. Like it was, and got it up to the bunker, and I think he got up and down for birdie, but par five. That's all I had for WGC.
I had Jason Day 7th, 4th, and 6th in his last three starts.
Yeah. Just got a body, just has to hold
quietly.
Up.
Yes.
Quiet. Very
like
quiet.
No buzz around him. I guess he's in the power rankings for this week, but.
Xander, too. Another good week. T6.
I think I might.
Guy's still underrated.
There's some DraftKings options. Let's just put it that way.
I was seeing Day at like 80-1.
Yeah. Well,
tempting.
One before.
Canadians, we had Connors T30. Pretty much the usual for him lately. Taylor T35, back to his standard.
Got his win. Who cares?
Yep. Yeah. Hughes,
got his win. Collect his 20K every week. Yeah, it's a good week.
Hughes T44. He was up there earlier. And then Hadwin with a yucky little T72.
Yeah, Hadwin.
Because you picked him.
Oof. Yeah.
Exactly.
J-Day, just a quick little, 8,400 on DraftKings. So
that's a good pick.
12th in the rank. Nah, that's like, around 12th.
It's a bargain. Absolutely.
For if you could fit him in like your third slot.
Yep.
Xander's way up
there. Let's talk about the Barracuda for like 35 seconds and then move on.
There was a bear on the course.
Saw that. Yeah. Was that the most eventful thing that happened?
No. Richie Rawinski winning.
Yeah.
Dickie. Because he's a big Blue Lives Matter guy.
Yikes.
We won't go into that, but like,
he did have a reason for it. I wasn't interested in listening to it.
Yeah. Man, it's a legitimate reason, but no one gives two shits about that, so let's move on. Well, the reason, I mean, no one cares. Like, you could have the best reason in the world, and
just
no
don't
one
worry.
Cares.
Just don't worry.
Yeah. No. The Stableford format.
Really screwed up the PGA app.
Yeah.
I have a...
they couldn't figure it out.
I mean,
they kept pulling the leaderboard. They kept pulling it. Yeah. I'm checking it every day with the see who's winning.
The best was the updates you get when you have favorites and they start their round.
Yeah.
So Roger Sloan is one under, minus one through one. No, he's plus. He's plus because they got...
No, but didn't that mean he made a bogey?
Yes.
No, I didn't. I thought the first time it popped up, he made a birdie on the first hole, and it said he's minus one
Thursday,
through one.
Oh, yeah, Thursday, they definitely messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was showing guys were getting zeros and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also didn't like how, like, because Richie, whatever, was plus 19 in the...
Yeah.
Like, why aren't you showing me what his regular score was, too?
Yes, but that's the thing. In the PGA Tour app, you click on their name, and it shows what their actual card looks like.
Yeah. Why isn't it both on the main thing?
Why is it Stableford at all? Why is Stableford even a thing?
Well, it just changes it up a little bit.
Hey, as an accountant, big math guy, it is fun to do math on the fly.
It rewards not making bogeys.
I also can't not call it Stableford instead of Stableford. I always say P.
Yeah, I know.
But you're a big P.
You also spell it that way, too.
Yeah, whatever.
You also had a hard time just a few seconds ago saying it.
Oh, I have trouble saying everything, so that's not a surprise.
What if, like, you're a big Chris Stapleton fan?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's it. We're just dabbling in it.
Yeah, we can go over more when we get to picks on that.
Well,
stuff,
I got Canadians on it.
Oh, for sure.
Gliggs, T25. Guy's getting it going.
Yeah.
Sloan, T41. T48.
I can't wait to get into Canadians getting it going in the news.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
I guess we should do aces. You have any?
Yeah. Dudley Hart at the Champions Tour event, the Alley Challenge.
Welcome to the club. Yeah.
And Ernie Els also had one.
Oh, welcome to the club.
Alley Challenge.
Alley Challenge. I'm having a tough time tonight.
The back alley challenge?
Yeah. And then Bronel, if the pin was cut 3 inches further in the green.
So not an ace.
So no. Not an ace.
3 inches, it might as well be just 300 confirm, feet away.
Just to confirm, well it's still just me.
Top that one off the tee.
Birdie, though.
Top
it was a
tee.
Tap in.
I put it in with my hand.
Did you really?
I rolled it in with my hand, yep.
Birthdays. G-Mac.
Any? Oh.
Yeah. And Justin Rose.
40th.
Yep.
Any wrestlers' birthdays this week?
I didn't see any. I follow enough wrestling stuff that I would have seen it pop up.
No.
Slow week.
Shots of the week. I have Tommy Fleetwood, Fairway Eagle. Carried it over the pin, sucked it right back, just dropped right in. Those are the best. I know you've said that before on the pod, Harv, but
yeah,
I got to agree with you.
Look like video game shots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yours?
JT being a coward out of the bunker there.
That's the shot of the week.
Yeah. Like, that's just stupid. That's just...
What a shot of the week.
I was like, this guy's playing so good, and then he just does that coward little shot.
Try to pick it clean like Matty.
No, he was up in the...
Yeah, the down slope, yeah.
and he just
hit it
like
into the
chunked it into the front thing, fringe, and then he just chipped it in, like chipped it close, and made bogey. Like, I want to see
just
you like
his fate.
Try and pull something
blast
magical
one.
Off.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure water was on the other side, so he couldn't blast it and risk it. But
Tiger in his prime.
Yeah, which of the three are you giving it to?
I think I got to give it to Todd.
Yeah,
I want to give it to
Rick.
Ricky.
Should probably get
Ricky.
It.
Probably should get it, but he's my boy.
Didn't Todd just make 17 pars and a bogey or something like that on Sunday? Something weird.
He was more over par than that, I think.
Yeah, no.
Well, maybe
Henrik Stenson made 62 pars this week, by the way.
Most since what? 2000?
Yeah.
That's an impressive
didn't
record.
Didn't par 10 holes.
Like,
and he only had like 3 or 4 bogeys. Just like.
So quick math.
He was like
3
under.
For two
the
or three under, yeah. All right. Let's get into quick hits.
Quick hits. Okay. Where to start? Let's start on a positive one.
The other tours?
No. Oh. Miguel Angel Jimenez played his 707th European tour start this week.
707. Is that the most ever? Is that why it's
ever.
A thing?
Rooster.
Did you see the video of all those people congratulating him?
Yes. Awesome.
It was good. Why was Ricky Fowler on there?
He's everywhere.
Guy loves social media.
He's everywhere.
Why is he on there?
I'm surprised he wasn't there in person congratulating him after his round.
Like, yeah,
he flew across the pond to wait for him.
But, like, I get, like, Rom speaking Spanish and all this stuff and all these guys, and then it's just Ricky Fowler out of nowhere. Like, yeah. No other Americans, just Ricky Fowler. Like, Patrick Reed plays on the European Tour more than Ricky Fowler does. Like,
way more, yep.
It didn't make sense to me, but anyways, that was a good
for him, though.
But just backing up for a second, obviously Patrick Reed isn't going to be in that video.
Yeah, well, obviously.
No one's enlisting him to be in that video.
Oh, you know what I forgot to mention?
Justine wouldn't even let him do it anyways.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention this in WGC, but do you think Daniel Berger would be number one in the world if the PGA did like a bubble and played at TPC Southwinds all the time?
Yep.
Like,
and if it was in June? Mid-June.
Yeah, mid-June. 2 firsts and a second in the last 4 years or whatever it was, but
yep,
that's just a little side point. Padraig and Fran Molinari are not coming over this week to play.
Nope. Bunch of guys pulled out.
Yeah.
John Daly.
Daly and Vijay.
Yeah,
and,
like...
And then the weird one.
I think
one.
It's 10. I think there's 10.
Yeah.
10 guys have pulled out already.
And then the weirdest one, Ryan Moore for a schedule conflict.
Yeah.
Maybe what do you think that is? Like, he's got a cousin's wedding to go to?
He's got a commercial to shoot.
Cousin's wedding. Like, what would you have?
Cousin's Zoom wedding?
Yeah, exactly.
What would you have? Would think no matter what it was, you could probably move it. Like, I thought
maybe... Scheduled vasectomy. I don't know. Like, what?
Yeah. I thought maybe going dark here. Like, maybe it's a funeral. But you think they could move the funeral. Maybe they can't. That's the only thing I could think of.
Could be.
Funeral, surgery, something like that.
You had to get...
I'm sure it's a close
family. We were having
family
fun
thing.
With it, and now I feel
bad.
Now,
yeah, I mean, sometimes you can't... Well, maybe we'll ask him. Heard he's going to be on the pod someday.
He was supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, let's continue this somber note.
I think he was actually supposed to be on episode like 70.
Yeah.
Yeah, supposed to. Camila Vajegas' 22-month-old daughter, Presley.
Yeah, that was that's terrible.
That's a somber note for
but
sure.
But also,
good, I don't even want to say next to that.
No,
but
lots
also
of good messages.
That shaved head picture that he had. I mean, obviously, it's out of support, but for a guy that is known for his long hair, it's pretty. It was a pretty crazy image.
Shocking,
to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit off-putting.
Yeah. Next.
Terrible news, though. Terrible.
Brandon Grace, COVID.
Yeah. And he was up there.
We should, as a segment, we should have COVID Corner and just say the names of the guys who have it.
Oh,
no, that's not
COVID Corner, Brandon Grace.
But there hasn't been that many lately.
You know who's not getting COVID? Christina Kim. Because she's wearing a full-on hazmat suit while she flies anywhere.
Oh, yes.
Oh, right. I did see that.
Yeah.
That's just stupid.
Progressive.
Hey, better safe than sorry. If you're going to make... You want to make all that money playing?
Okay.
You can't risk it.
Yeah, you can. In a hazmat suit, like, we're like a...
If you need it.
If you're just going to try and
be
like
out there...
If you need it
bad, but I guess she doesn't need it bad.
If you're just trying to be like out there and goofy, just wear like goggles with the nose cover and a snorkel. Like,
yeah.
It is impressive, though, from a PGA perspective, how tight they've come... You know,
but
as far as
they're starting to let more people back, which why? Yeah. Like, why would you? It makes no sense.
Next. Can you talk about who won?
Yeah, that's
that
what
tournament?
I'm getting to. Which tournament?
LPGA.
Yeah, Daniel Kang.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth in the world.
Big win.
Yeah, Brooke didn't play, right?
No. Return LPGA's return to action.
Mm-hmm.
But that tournament was on right after the Barracuda. So it was pretty much WGC ended, Barracuda. Nope, WGC ended, then LPGA, then the Barracuda. It was an action-packed Sunday.
Yeah, there was a bunch of tournaments.
Yeah.
Korn Ferry set. Seth Reeves won the Pinnacle Bank Open Championship, whatever you want to call it.
But more importantly,
Pendrith, T2.
Yes.
Taylor Pendrith is on an absolute tear, and he's going to qualify for the U.S. Open. And he's going to finish top 10.
His last five weeks, not even
better
five tournaments, the last 5 weeks were T3, second, T2, then didn't play, then T2.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's on the tour next year.
Oh, yeah. He finished second, and he's so far, like, he didn't gain any top 25
Yeah.
1932 by Bateman Open champion.
Yep.
Way to get it in.
Thanks.
Elena Sharp did finish T20 at that
event.
Okay, cool.
Sorry. How do you get that in?
Jim
Furyk mention all the Canadians.
Won the Ally.
Yes, he
challenge.
Did.
His
the back alley challenge.
The back alley challenge. His first start on the Champions Tour.
Yeah, he made no bogeys in rounds 2 and 3.
Yeah, that guy's going to rake.
Yeah.
Here's quick, not would you rather, question for you. If Phil said if he didn't get into the WGC that this was going to be his first Champions Tour, do you think if he plays that he wins?
He ain't beating Jim, I don't think.
I don't think he beats Jim.
No? Do you think now that it's going to be Phil and Jim just trading victories on that tour?
I don't know, because
there's other guys.
I think Phil, as much as I think he's a gimmick and a weirdo and whatever, I think he plays better with who he's playing with. I think it affects him more than other people.
Mm.
Like when he was paired with Rory and Rom or whatever it was a few weeks back, he played really well and beat them.
Played
with JT yesterday, and JT was rolling and Phil was kind of sputtering off the start, then all of a sudden Phil just picked his game up.
I think he is one of those type of players. Well, he's a big money player.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's honed his craft on needing to get the juices flowing.
Last one here, the English Open. Sam Horsfield won the tournament, but the highlight of that was Joel Skolholm. I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, sounds right.
Doesn't matter.
Right. I think he hit
an errant tee shot and then somehow managed to find a boat and cross the little pond or river and go hit a shot from the other side of the river.
It was on a little island.
Yeah.
The ball was on a little island.
That's
the best part is that
100% I would do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that it's happened enough that they have the boat there.
Yeah.
So people are doing it. It's not like he's the first one. We better make sure there's a boat there.
Yeah, it was all tied off and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. It's So it's happened before.
Maybe it's just there for like aesthetics. Like, here's just like an old timey boat that's just like,
oh yeah, that motor, it don't run.
The worst was the video showing him going over there and then not even showing the shot.
They don't care.
I want to know what happened.
I guess did he make par? Check his score.
Next.
Yeah. That's it. That's it for the quick hits. Nothing in the news.
That's it. That's his tweet.
Yep.
Do you guys want me to do this top five?
Yeah, let's
surprise
do the
top five.
Surprise. I didn't even know he had it. I was going to say we're into picks and it's a quick episode.
Top five before we talk about the PGA Championship?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the PGA Championship is in San Francisco. Harding Park.
Mm-hmm.
I did the top five movies shot in San Francisco.
Really?
Yep.
I know what number one is. Absolutely know exactly what number one is.
Well, you know me, so you're probably right.
Yeah. And it rhymes with Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, you will.
I got quite a few on mentions. I'll do them at the end.
There's that many movies?
There's tons. Like hundreds.
Oh, I know which one it is.
Yeah. Of course you do.
Number five, Coach Carter.
Coach Carter.
Shot in San Francisco. Not a bad little basketball movie. Oh,
great movie.
Yep.
Great movie.
Number five. Number four, because it's iconic and it's really known for its San Francisco stuff, Mrs. Doubtfire, number four.
Yeah. Oh, Mrs. Doubtfire, I would say, was one of my favorite movies as a kid. Unwatchable as an adult.
Unwatchable.
Completely unwatchable.
I wouldn't say unwatchable.
It's completely unwatchable.
Well, unwatchable start to finish, yep.
Yeah. Like that movie sucks.
If
it is boring.
If it was on TV and you turn it on, there's still some parts you chuckle at.
Kind of.
Maybe a couple,
when he whips the orange off the back of his head,
that's like the only funny part.
But yeah, to watch it start from finish is unwatchable.
My wife and kids were watching it 6 months ago. I was like, I thought I loved this movie. I cannot watch it. It's terrible.
Yep.
Good one. Good one.
The bus driver, when he sees his hairy leg and he still doesn't mind it, that's still funny.
Oh, yeah. There's some funny parts, but for the most part,
I'm going to have to watch it again now. Number three, Dirty Harry. You guys probably haven't even seen it.
But I've seen Dirty Harry.
It is. I haven't seen it in forever,
is that
obviously.
Guy get shot in the crotch in it?
I don't remember any of the movies.
Is that Electric Factory Clint Eastwood?
Yes. Yep. One of the best Clint Eastwood movies.
I think at the end, the guy gets shot in the crotch.
Number two, The Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Ah.
Is that the second one?
I don't know.
Yeah, one of them.
It's the one that shot in San Francisco.
Yeah. Because there's the standoff on the bridge.
Yep.
With the monkeys.
That might be the first one.
Rise is the second one.
First one's where they start to get going.
Yeah.
The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, that might be the third one.
Anyways, number one is The Rock, obviously.
Yeah, The Rock.
This is the best movie ever, let alone
it might be one of the best. Well, it's not better than Bad Boys 2,
that's still your opinion. But
The Rock is one of the top 10 movies of all time.
Yeah. When he opens that door and says, "Welcome to The Rock."
Welcome to The Rock. Frig, I love that movie.
And Nick Cage in his prime, like absolute prime in that movie.
Nick Cage's heater in mid-career.
I always get The Rock and Con Air mixed up.
Oh.
Yeah, but but still. Because it was Nick Cage was pumping them out.
Yeah.
And I think those were actually back-to-back movies.
Yeah.
Name a better
Face Off was right in there, too.
Yeah. Like that guy was on a heater.
Mm-hmm.
And then he decided to go into Ghost Rider and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, can't forget National Treasure.
Everyone wants to be a superhero at some point in their movie career.
Holy cow.
All the on mentions, I'll rack them off quick here. Final Destination. Movie sucks, but it was kind of neat.
The first
one's
the one
out
with the logs, right?
Yeah.
The first one's not bad.
The first one's not bad. Escape from Alcatraz, probably should have made the list. Ant-Man, fun fact.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Ant-Man and the Wasp. Who cares about that one? The Graduate, never seen it. You guys seen it? Pursuit of Happiness, I've never seen it. You guys seen it?
Terrible.
San Andreas, never seen it.
I've seen it.
It's not terrible.
Bad. Not bad.
It's The Rock.
And then Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Ah.
Never seen it. Remember we talked about this?
Oh, right. Yeah. When you were talking
those
about
avid pod listeners.
Trilogies or whatever, and idiot over here hasn't seen Indiana Jones.
Any of those going on the list?
No.
Indiana Jones probably got
I think
on
you,
your list.
I think you got the list. I mean, the apes could probably get off of there, but I think you kind of
Doubtfire is probably two.
Doubtfire is probably two.
Yeah.
As much as it sucks now.
Yeah.
Forgot Inside Out.
Yeah.
Ah, I it's almost a movie. Put that on well, there. I was going to say Full House is one, but it's not a movie.
Yep.
Inside Out, nice one.
Full House isn't one, though. It's.
Oh, here's a Big Hero 6 based in San Fran, Tokyo, or whatever. San Fran, Tokyo.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nope. No idea. Never
seen that movie?
You've never seen Big Hero 6?
No, I never even heard of it.
The guy has two boys, and he's never seen Big Hero 6.
Is it That's a kid's movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Watch it tomorrow.
My kids have probably seen it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Let's get to pick recap.
We going to pick recap or the PGA Championship preview?
Recap first.
Okay. Well, we got to do the recap first.
Quick.
Quickly, WGC, I won the week, and I also picked the winner.
You're back.
Well,
you're officially back.
So I had JT first, Spieth 30th, Hovland 59th. Hovland, that jerk, tried to screw it for me. 30 average. Brunel finished second.
Hadwin screwed me.
Xander 6th, Reed 47th, Hadwin 72nd, 42 average.
Reed.
Matty B finished 3rd, Rory 47th, Rom 52, Thompson. I don't know if you liked that pick right after you said it either.
No.
No.
For a 52 average.
Coming off a win.
And Randy, he's starting to drift into distant 4th here.
We should just get rid of it.
Never.
It. It's a, it's he's an a it. Person. He's a person.
Spieth 30th. Hatton 69th, Sned 67th for a 55 average. On to the Barracuda. Brunel won this week, this tournament.
1 point for that one.
One
three
point
for
only.
The WGC.
Three for the WGC. Yeah. Aaron Wise,
I'll take it,
8th.
Though.
Adam Shank?
Yep.
Andrew Shank.
Adam.
Adam.
Wise shot 62 on Saturday.
What's that in Stableford, though?
Plus a million.
Shank 12th, Bo Hoag 29th, 16 average. I finished second. I messed around and picked
picks.
Both winners this week, by the way.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hang my hat on that. I took Richie Rowenski first, Alex Noren 9th, then Lanto Griffin, who was up there after Friday.
Yep.
Like, he was my best guy after Friday, and then finished 58th for a 23 average.
Crazy.
That guy always screws you.
Lanto.
You know when it started happening? When he started ghosting us.
Yep. When he said he was coming on the pod.
It's called karma.
He said he was coming on the pod, and then he went ahead and won.
Yeah, and then everyone wanted him on pods.
Yeah.
And then he said
and we got, he's apparently too busy. Apparently we're low on the pecking order.
He had first dibs.
Exactly. Him. I mean, he's still going to come on.
No takesies,
no one was. No one was talking about that guy when I was talking about him.
Nobody.
No, not one person. And Matty B was third this in that one. Maverick McNeely, 7th. Patrick Rogers, 19th. Brendan Steele, 53rd, 26 average.
Not a bad
wasn't
average.
Bad. Wasn't bad.
Randy, not so good.
Our picks were good for that.
Will Gordon, 41st. Chris Baker, 53rd. Sam Saunders missed the cut, 67.
I'm just happy that
54.
Harv told me that what's his nuts pulled out so I could pick Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Who was my third pick that bailed?
Gooch.
Yeah. Gooch.
Taller.
Yeah. Yeah.
At one point, between the three of us, it was 19.67, 20, and 20.33 was separating the three of us in these, I think it was.
I'm sure all the listeners were, like, following along.
Riveting. They knew. I mean, they already knew that.
They had the malts in their saved players.
So the overall standings.
The green pick this week. I can't remember.
Yeah. The overall standings are Brunel, new leader, 14.
1 point.
1 point
Matty
ahead.
Matty B, 13.
I was
Harv up to 8.
I was going to
point
out.
And Randy a distant 4th at 4.
Yeah, that I am glad if you were going to win one of the two, it was the 1-pointer.
You can get close with a win this week because we got 4 points on the line here.
Yeah.
Like, you're at 8.
Streaky
Peter's at
picker.
14 and 13.
I'm a
13.
Streaky picker. And exactly. Realistically, I should have won like five tournaments in a row now. I've been screwed.
That's like saying...
That's like saying you had a hole in one.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, I was trying to set it up for that. PGA Championship. We might as well talk about it. Harding Park.
Yeah. I saw a tweet saying today that it's the 6th best course in San Francisco.
6th.
And it's hosting a major.
Well, there's that
was
one.
A joke, but.
I also saw that.
Well, that one that Webb won his U.S. Open at is in San Francisco, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was that the Olympic Club?
That doesn't sound right.
Something like that.
Maybe. Check. Ring the bell.
We're going to edit this out big time.
No, we're not editing out because I'm right. If anything, we're editing it in.
Okay, what else we got about this tournament? It's PGA Championship, 103rd, 104th?
Something like that.
Just hold on. I'm going to try to beat.
What are we doing here? You guys are both on your phones. Might as well turn the TV back on.
Okay. We're talking about it.
We're talking about the 2012 U.S. Open at the Olympic Club in San Francisco. Yeah. Exactly. Wow. Yes.
Yeah. We nailed it.
We were sure, but we weren't totally sure.
This was like chicken guy.
This is like Dairy Cow all over again.
Yeah. The Holstein.
Don't bring that up.
I'm two for two. I'm two for my last two.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, obviously everyone's in it. It's the first major. I'm going to be glued. I got nothing going on this weekend. I'm excited.
Even Tiger's in it.
Even Tiger's in it.
For now.
We setting an over-under on where Tiger's going to be?
Seems like another 20th? Six beer bet for you guys.
Ooh, six beer bet?
You set the odds.
I got to pick over-under.
Six
beer bet.
Let's do 24.5.
Ooh. I was going to say he was going to finish 21st, but I also don't like 24.5. I'm going to say over, as in worse than 24.5.
So if Tiger finishes better than that, I got to drink six beer on the next pod?
Yes.
Why would I want? I don't even want that bet. I don't want to cheer for him that much.
Oh, well, you have to now.
Should have said a better line.
Yeah, you should have said 40. Then you didn't have to because I would have picked under.
All right. Well, 24.5 it is, I guess.
24.5. We got another bet on the board.
We got four Canadians and obviously not the big four, but the four in the top 100 right now. Connors, Hadwin, Hughes, and Taylor. Lots of course management needed at this course is what I've been reading and seeing. I don't think you can just bomb it. So
you can drive the first hole. Bryson can drive the first hole. That's what they're saying.
Probably with like a 3-wood. But first major with no fans. What's the impact there?
Who cares?
Well, I know visually we don't care.
I don't think players care. I think they prefer it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Other than the winner. Might want fans there. But that's...
I think...
They're still not going to care because they won.
Yeah, exactly. Take your $1.9 million and your big trophy and...
Head on home.
Yeah. Your major championship. Plus, they're used to it by now. Like,
yeah, it's not the first tournament.
Exactly. Now. All right. Anything else? We're going to picks.
Yeah, I'm just pulling
making
up picks,
his picks.
Here.
You haven't done anything for
no research done.
Wow.
I think I operate the best in the no research realm.
Yeah. Okay. Michael Thompson says hi.
Exactly.
What do you mean?
Who's the guy who won last week?
You picked him after he won and partied all week.
He didn't party all week. He was focused on the next tournament. Yeah. All right. Well, I go third. So.
Yep. Harv's up.
Yeah. Easiest pick. Guy won last week, JT. Yeah,
taking JT, okay. Talk me into picking Simpson. I got to take him.
It's a
course management course. He's just going to cheese dick that little 3-wood down the fairway.
You guys are really screwing me here.
Jeez. I have a tough pick here.
I don't think so.
The two-time defending champion,
yeah,
maybe?
I think so.
Yeah, that's not a tough pick. That's exactly who you have to pick. Yeah.
No, I don't
think
so.
It was between those two guys for me.
I don't think
Simpson and
I
him.
Don't think so. I'm going to take Brooks, but I don't think...
By all means, don't take him.
No, I will, but... hot take. I think bold prediction. He doesn't finish top 10 this week.
Why are you taking him?
That's not that bold. The guy stinks.
You're taking strictly out of defense.
Yes.
That's not how you
It's not bold saying he's not going to finish top 10. He's been terrible lately. Last week was an anomaly.
Okay. All right.
Nailed that word, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anomaly.
No. I actually nailed it.
Okay.
Practicing in the mirror. If we're doing this sort of picking where we're just screwing the other guy over, I'm taking Xander Schauffele.
Oh, my God.
Nice. Now you got to take John Rahm.
I only had four guys on my list, and they're all gone.
Well, yeah, well, you can't pick the four best guys and expect to get all four of them.
I am going to take Rahm because he didn't play that well last week, but he did shoot 66 on Sunday. And the last time he didn't play well and shot well on Sunday, he won the next week.
All right. Well,
we all read the power rankings.
Yeah. Unfortunately for me.
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
That's exactly what it said.
I practiced that in front of the mirror too.
Well, I took Rahm and Rory last week and they stunk. I got to take Rory. I'll take Brooks and Rory. In the three slot this week.
That's not a bad.
I guess.
Yeah.
This was
tough.
So,
hey, we didn't set. Did we set the I was on my phone, so I wasn't listening.
So you got to be two picks inside the top 50.
Yes.
One between 50 and 75, and then 175 and over.
Okay.
Or you can pick two anywhere above 50, like above 75 if you want.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm going to take Matt Wolf.
Matt Wolf's going to be your third pick, hey? Oh, okay. I'm down to four guys.
Four guys?
I got Connors, Hughes, Homa, and Lucas Herbert.
Oh, that's nice one.
The Frenchman, I think.
The guy who had the NASCAR hat or whatever.
Really? Yeah. It makes me not want to pick him.
Well, it wasn't. It was like a Wilson hat with like flames on the side when he was in that playoff with Weisberger.
I'm not taking him. I don't want that guy on my team. I'm going to take the guy who DM'd us this week, Max Homa.
Nice. Good one.
70th in the world.
I'm going to have to look up where this guy is, but I'm taking Chez Reavie.
Ooh.
I wouldn't think he's in the top 50.
He's close because I looked him up.
He had a good week last week.
I got it quick here.
Oh, you got the
the
world rankings?
Yep. 36th in the world.
Oh, geez. Way up
there. Wow, I would have said like 56. Tops.
Jeez, Chez. Oh, yeah. Now I'm all... My mind's in a blender.
Jason Day's 42nd in the world.
I'm going full defense.
Phil's 49th in the world.
Is Schwab in this?
I don't know.
I'm taking Schwab.
That was your pick too, wasn't it? He's 79th.
Oh, so I go back into 50 to 70
you for can.
My last one, yeah.
You could do that, yep.
Well, I guess I got to
finally third,
down one.
30,
you could grease him.
He was third at the Barracuda one. And 32nd at 3M. You didn't even have another pick, eh? Harv's hitting.
No, I didn't have another pick. Why would I have another pick?
That was completely a panic pick, by the way.
You did that to me last week, too, and picked Patrick Rogers.
Well, that one wasn't a panic pick. I was taking him
so you need
whole time.
You need a high guy.
Yeah, I'll just pick him randomly right now.
I got three. I got three narrowed down right here. Take Nick Taylor. No. Guaranteed T35 finish.
All right.
I am going to take... Not as easy as I thought it was going to
be.
Really screwed me there.
It's easy if you just say Nick Taylor.
Yeah, I'm just looking at other options here.
This is what we call in the biz dead air.
No, I'm going to take...
Did you put some tunes on during this portion?
Yeah.
Waiting music.
Ooh, I got my pick.
Is Harris English in this?
He's like the top 50.
You mean 123?
Really?
Yeah.
Holy sh! Wow, that's a good pick.
Yeah, I'll take Harris English. If he's in it. I didn't see him in the...
He's in it.
What's
he's
he
on,
been,
he's
what's
on
he,
DraftKings.
How is he not higher than that in the world? World rankings are terrible.
They're not a good metric.
The Bronell World Rankings.
You got him then?
Yeah, Harris English.
Yeah, 7,200.
My fourth pick is going to be a guy that won last week, Jim Furyk.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. And my last pick, I'm taking Jordan Spieth.
R.I.P.
Hey, trying something new here.
He might make the
Spieth,
cut.
Spieth, Schwab, Rory, and Brooks. That ain't bad. I'll take him.
That's not bad. That's a Harv team, though. Yeah.
What's Randy Man got? Wins. Randy Man's algorithm broke?
No, it's back. He plugged the numbers in.
You got to put that guy in a trunk.
Said, this is it, guys. That's what he texted me.
Oh.
This is it. He put in the numbers. Came out 15, 144, 20, 100. 15 is Jason Karen.
Pro.
144 is Brendan Todd.
Okay.
20 is Corey Connors, and 100 is David Muddett.
He's got two pros then.
Yes.
Two PGA pros.
He's really banking on those guys pulling out or getting COVID so he can have Matthias Schwab or Sean Norris. Might be a tough week for the Randy Man.
Yeah, Randy Man's in.
He's got Connors and who else?
Brendan Todd.
Oh, yeah.
Brendan Todd wins this week. He's back to player of the year.
Cool. Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Conversation.
Number one player in the world conversation.
Yeah.
Based on those rankings.
All right. What else we got?
I don't know. Can't wait to watch this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I'm so
going to be good.
Don't let me golf on Sunday.
Well,
you guys.
We didn't even talk about the the RBC PGA scramble on Thursday.
Yeah.
So we'll get to update that. Who knows what's going to happen there? Scrambles. I was going to actually talk about earlier, but now we're at the end of the show, so I don't know if we want to. But whether it's more important for a scramble to have the right order, the right people, what's more important, all that
luck
stuff.
Luck is a lot.
We'll talk about involved. It next week.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it next week. We'll recap how we did. And
King of the cliffhanger.
What's that? Yeah.
King of the cliffhanger.
King of the cliffhanger.
That's a and good question to dive into, though.
Yeah, yep. I'm excited.
Forward to this now.
The scramble.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll come next week.
So that's next week. As for this week, thanks again for listening. For those of you that may have found your way here through our contest this past week, please feel free to subscribe to the podcast. Let us know how we're doing, what you thought of this one. We usually have guests as well. Didn't have one this week, but
check out the list.
Just like that, it's 55 minutes long. So,
wow.
But that wraps it up for us. Enjoy the PGA Championship. And until next week, it's time for us to hit the clubhouse. If you